Hold on tight. This is the Generic Live Show.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday. Well, we all go grocery shopping and we all kind of do our grocery shopping the way we like to do it. But did you know that we are making mistakes every time we go to the grocery store? What? Shopping for groceries is one of those universal chores that most of us could do better at us. But here are 10 common mistakes at a supermarket and how to avoid them. What? Shopping on the wrong days. But at times, all times aren't equal when it comes to shopping. Consider shopping late in the day when bread, meats, and other foods with limited shelf lives tend to be marked down. Major chains generally run their weekly sales from Wednesday to Tuesday, so if you want to be picking up advertised special, time your visit around that. Then we got choosing the wrong checkout line. Most of us just want to get in and out of the supermarket with our bags of food. To do that as quickly as possible, we need a checkout strategy. Oh, the express lane, despite its name, might not be the fastest lane. Superstition damned lane 13, or one of those lanes in the far left might be a better choice. Or do the math. Estimate how many items that people are already in the line, have in the basket. If you were doing self-checkout, do yourself a favor and just swipe the items without looking for a barcode. It'll save precious time. So just kind of swipe around until it beeps. Which that can kind of waste time, because I do that when I'm on the checkout line, and I can kind of do that. Buying too much food. Like other retailers, grocery stores are set up to trick you into buying more than what you need. Well, that's kind of their point. Even if you don't fall for their marketing tactics, again, that's their point, it is easy to grab too much, especially if things are on sale or something catches your eye or nose. The rotisserie chickens. Always shop to a list. Avoid buying in bulk if items are perishable. Also, leave the kids at home. That is a pro tip. As a person who works in a supermarket, pro tip. Yeah, leave the kids at home. I mean, not if you can't leave the kids at home. I understand if you have to bring your kids, you have to bring your kids. But, you know, you do that. On the flip side, some of us occasionally buy too little food. Forgetting stuff we need, we'll end up shopping last minute, or worse, just getting takeout. Oh, reminder, I need puff pastry. I just need to remind myself on air to buy puff pastry. So when I'm listening to this tomorrow, when I do up the podcast, puff pastry will be on the menu. I'm making pie, and I have work on Tuesday, so I don't have enough time to make my own puff pastry. I'm lazy. I know. I get like that. I'm about making spinach and bacon pie. Because I'm not a vegan, so I like my bacon. Ah, speaking of which, buying produce out of season. Not really. Yeah, just doing notes to self. Should I do a podcast just called Notes to Self? Notes to Self. Do this. Jaunty music. Note to self. Do this. Note to self. You're flying to America in 50 days. Anyway, buying produce out of season. Get back on track. When fruit and vegetables are in season, they're only cheaper, but they taste much better. Ignoring house brands. As often noted, house brands, the brands produced by the supermarkets themselves, are generally cheaper than brand name equivalents, often by a large margin. There you go. Ignoring house brands is the thing we're doing wrong. Okay. Buying house brands is... Yeah, okay. Buying week to week. Buying only what you need for the week might sound like a frugal strategy, but as Kiplinger points out, as we end up paying full price for the majority of what we put into our trolley, although not buying too much, see number 8, if you have room in your freezer or pantry to stock up on items that you might not always use when they go on sale, use freezer cooking to prepare meals later in the week or the month. to use up on your stock supplies. Ooh, ah, that might be a good idea. We'll see about that. I actually do need to restock my pantry. Note to self, do restock your pantry. Okay. Not knowing the price of foods you regularly buy. Huh. When your groceries, even groceries on sale, do you know they're a good buy when you should stock up? A price book. Huh, a price book. Keep tabs on price you regularly buy at different stores so you will never fall for a fake sale again. Huh, okay. Shopping on an empty stomach. You've heard this before, but bars repeating. Do your grocery shopping on a full stomach, otherwise everything in the store might be too tempting. There you go. And number one, not having a meal plan. In short, you need a plan when shopping. Perhaps the most important is to plan your meal plan, which solves several common mistakes. Here's how to get started with planning your weekly meals. We plan meals here at HQ, and it has saved us a bit of money, so, you know, and leftovers too. Making like if a recipe calls for four servings, you know, not eating too much and ensuring we have leftovers. Which again, note to self, take pumpkin soup to work. Because I made a batch of homemade pumpkin and ginger soup, and that needs to be eaten, and that'll be lunch tomorrow. So there you go. My microphone is doing weird things. Stop that. Stop. All right, as we continue, here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, well, BlackBerry has released a new smartphone. What? And reviews for it aren't positive. They are not good at all. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. It's Dale Keppel here with you. Thanks for joining us here on GLS for a Sunday. It's a pleasure as always. It's 10:31.